Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. Welcome to Day 84. The CDC and the FDA recommended a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after six women developed an extremely rare disorder involving blood clots, and one woman died. More than 6.8 million people in the United States have already received the J&J vaccine without any other serious adverse reactions. In a statement, the two health agencies said that the move to temporarily halt administration of the shots was out of an abundance of caution. Scientists will examine the possible links between the vaccine and the blood clot disorder and determine whether the FDA should continue to authorize the use of the vaccine or modify the authorization. The White House said the pause would not have a significant impact on our vaccination plan to administer 200 million shots by the end of April. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients added that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine makes up less than 5% of the recorded shots in arms in the United States to date. Moving on, Biden nominated Robert Santos to head the U.S. Census Bureau. If confirmed by the Senate, Santos would be the first person of color to permanently lead the agency. Santos, a third-generation native Mexican-American, currently serves as the vice president and chief methodologist at the Urban Institute and is the president of the American Statistical Association. Biden also said he plans to withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan by September 11th of this year, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that first drew the country into its longest war. In an agreement with the Taliban, the withdrawal extends the U.S. troop presence past the May 1st deadline set by the Trump administration. The 2020 threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies reported that a peace deal was unlikely and that the Afghan government will struggle to hold the Taliban at bay if the coalition withdraws support. Since October 2001, more than 2,200 U.S. troops have died and another 20,000 have been wounded. Currently, there are roughly 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, as well as an additional 7,000 foreign coalition forces. American troop levels reached a high of 100,000 troops in August 2010. Meanwhile, Biden called on Putin to de-escalate tensions following a Russian military buildup at Ukraine's border, saying that the U.S. would act firmly in defense of its national interests. Russia has stationed the highest number of troops along Ukraine's border since 2014. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. would increase its military presence in Germany by about 500 soldiers. Biden also suggested a meeting between himself and Putin in a third country in the coming months. Moving on, Iran will begin enriching uranium to 60% purity for the first time after an attack on one of its key nuclear facilities. Iran blamed Israel for the attack, which they said caused a blackout and damaged centrifuges. Israel has not publicly admitted or denied a role in the explosion, and the White House asserted that the U.S. was not involved in any manner, adding, "We have nothing to add on speculation about the causes or the impacts." Iran's foreign minister, however, warned that the attack could hurt ongoing negotiations to revive the 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers. Weapons-grade levels require uranium to be enriched to around 90% purity. And finally, the police officer who shot Dante Wright resigned. Kim Potter had been an officer with the Brooklyn Center Police Department for 26 years. The city's police chief, Tim Gannon, also resigned. Yesterday, Gannon said he believed that Potter was attempting to use a taser on Wright, but instead pulled her firearm, fired a single fatal shot into Wright's chest after she repeatedly yelled, "Taser." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.